Books and Brewskis, made by the men for the boys.
Hey, this is Locker Room Conversation.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Books and Brewskis. We've taken a little bit of time off, but we're back. Episode number 28. Shane's taking a drink of his beer. Not much has changed.
I wanted to take a little pre-sip before we get into it.
Pre-sip.
Pre-sipper. That's what we like to call it. Like a little tasting test.
Okay. Anyways,
it's already September. And, well, first of all, I don't know where the fuck September went.
Dude, this last week took like a month.
Really?
I felt
like it's been gone by fast.
No.
And we're back in the fall. Football's here. And okay, we have high school football that is starting up now.
For those of you who haven't been following, the year of 2020 went like this. January, February, March, September.
The code.
Quarantine, September, October.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. Quarantine life was just all bundled in one.
Yeah, we didn't. That was like 1 month, quarantine month.
Yeah, that's true.
Quarantine.
That's what happens.
Yeah. But you kind of flew by a little bit.
Yeah.
We were just talking. We started this podcast at the end of January of last year. We're almost to January of this January of 2020. Year. We're almost to January of 2021. So kind of crazy how fast time's gone. But
so the real ones who've been here since day one, cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you. And hopefully
you're here for
many more.
Year two.
Yeah.
Three and
year two. And 2080. And then when we're super old, just getting hammered on show. I'm gonna be Grandpa movies, fucking hammer. Jesus. And our grandkids will be listening. Did you hear Grandpa?
He said fuck.
What's fuck?
Alright. Well,
by that time, you know.
You know what? Tonight we're drinking a little something something. This is from...
That's basically what it's called, too. Something, something. You're right. Little yeah. Something, something.
A little something, something ale. It's from Laguintas. Laguintas. I don't know how to say their name, but I'm pretty sure they're here in Colorado. I'm not sure. Shane, will you update me on that, please?
Let me look. They are from... Chicago.
Oh, I'm wrong. Sorry.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I think...
Shane found this beer in his fridge randomly.
Kaylee, I think this is... I don't know, I'll have to ask Kaylee. I think she sent me a present, another beer present.
Yeah.
But I didn't... she wasn't telling me when it was coming. I think like Kimbo might have opened it and just fucking put it in there. And I didn't know. Because I think this is it. This might be it. I don't know. Maybe not.
Whatever.
But anyhow, I thought you would send me something.
This is the background on this beer. It's way smooth and silky with a nice Wheatley-esque, Wheatley-ish, and Wheatley-ness. Truly unique style featuring a strong hop finish on a silky body. A hoppy pale wheat ale. That is great for IPA fans, but so smooth that the Heffenweisen fans dig it too. So my guess is Shane's not going to like this beer because it's going to taste like IPA. I'm going to enjoy the beer, but I also have drank a shit ton of, you know, going back to Lake Powell, I drank a shit ton of Coors Light and Truly's. So
it's by the way, we were basically at Lake Powell for a week, but mentally.
We were there.
So we're getting back on the train.
Oh, that's really good.
Upon this return from the kitchen, anticipating plunking down for a nice scroll through the tube, she asked for a cold one first. That's what it says.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking? It sounds like, hey, Shane, this week's current event? That's literally what that sounded like.
Same fucking gross.
Dude, it's so good. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just kidding. It's not bad. I'm not.
It's heavy. It's a heavy beer. It's not very hot. Shame.
Yes, it was.
No,
definitely right at the beginning. It got me.
It tastes okay. It has the texture of a. It has a texture of a stout, but it has the flavor of an IPA. So, you know, you're looking for your hoppiness and you have that texture, that thick silkiness.
Do you like the aftertaste? I'm not a big fan of that. I don't taste
it. It has that thick silkiness texture at the end as you're drinking it. Anyhow, this is 7.5 ABV, 64.2 IBU, and it's available in a tall boy, a six pack on tap, and in a 12 ounce bottle. I don't see what it's paired with very well, but
something ale though. Typically, like ales, I'm okay with. I don't know. I mean, it's an IPA.
Yeah.
So.
Didn't you hear the description change? Yeah, but I said it's going to be like an IPA, but you know you're also going to get a little bit something else because it's a little something something everything.
Yeah, well, it's an ale.
Anyhow, we want to touch base and circle back around. Before Lake Powell, we were reading and looking into Extreme Ownership by Jocko.
Mm-hmm.
Now neither of us finished the book. We'll be straightforward, everybody.
Yeah,
Lake Powell. You got a little side track way out there. Gonna finish it though. That's the plan. But you know, the things we took from that book really was all about basically what the title is in those first few chapters we read, taking ownership of your situations, and leading, you know, a little bit differently. And so really the big thing is, and we'll circle back around with this when we kind of get deeper into the book and we get to it, but we're going to start moving on to a new book. And obviously with sports going again, football, fall, we're kind of looking into a football or, you know, sports book. So, yeah. Shane.
We'll probably do a coaching, like a football coach book or some type of football book. We'll figure it out.
So, Shane today was looking at.
I like the Bill Belichick book, and Vince Lombardi.
Lombardi's book, and I mentioned the Tony Dungy book.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. It may be one of those three, but keep a look out on Instagram. You guys can give
us
a
shout out. Yeah. Let us know if you want to. We'll post something up and let us know like what book you guys want to read during football season and stuff like that. Because there's definitely some good ones.
Yeah.
Especially coaching.
Yeah. On top of that, tonight I actually, and maybe we changed it up a bit. Everybody has Netflix.
Yeah.
And I don't know what your thoughts on this because I'm weighing in as we go. I started watching a documentary tonight with Doc Rivers. He's currently the head coach of the Clippers. You just lost the Nuggets. They were down. They were up 3-1, and the Nuggets came back. Just so everybody's aware,
they're down 3-1 right now. And they're down three, back again to like, I'm gonna call. They were down 3-1 to multiple
Nuggets in seven.
I'm putting $100 down, so I win $100,000.
Good. I like that idea. Anyhow,
well, I wonder what the odds are.
I don't know what the odds are. I haven't looked at that yet. I've
you multiply 100 times 100.
That's fine. I've deleted a lot of my apps off of my phone because they've been very distracting, aka my stock apps, as well as my fantasy apps, as well as my DraftKings, and all that's gone. Anyhow,
I have DraftKings this weekend.
I'm not. I deleted that.
I be making money.
You haven't made any money.
Actually, I did this season. Last season, I lost. I lost. So I'm back even. No, actually, I won the league. I won a fantasy league, our work league, actually. So I got that 200 covered, the one that I lost.
So. Well, that's fine. I didn't have to pay for our buy into our fantasy league this year because I came in second place last year with Brandon. And I beat Brandon in the first game this year, so.
Yeah, he was very upset.
Hey, Brandon, fuck you. Anyhow, Doc Rivers, there's a documentary on Netflix right now. I literally just came across today, and I think it's just it just came out today. And it's let's look it up really quick because I don't know the actual name of it. I think it'd be really good for us to kind of like, you know, everybody has Netflix. So first thought,
some people have chill.
Have what?
So you said everyone has Netflix. I said some people have chill.
What's chill?
Netflix and chill.
Jesus Christ.
I just have Netflix. Just myself.
I have Hulu.
It's Hulu.
Anyhow, I just started. Hulu's trash. The only thing good on it right now is Top Gun. I've watched it probably once a week for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's got live TV, though, too.
They have live TV?
Yeah, you got to buy that. It's like a $60 pack. You don't need cable no more or anything like that. DirecTV, you just get Hulu live TV. It's like $50 a month.
The Doc Rivers documentary, it's called The Playbook. it's on right now. It kind of talks about the Donald Sterling scandal that happened a few years ago to start out. I just watched the first episode tonight, but it kind of seems like it's leading down the path of like a coach's guide to like real world situations. So it might be a good book to kind of, or good book, a good documentary to kind of like dive into maybe and talk about a little bit if we also do the book on top of it. But easy to watch. Everybody has Netflix. Not everybody's chilling, except for Shane, but he's not doing that either. So anyhow, yeah.
Have them look at Netflix.
Watch Netflix with us as well.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. I mean, as we pick a book and then we can look at Netflix and everything like that. But everyone's football season right now.
Football season's canceled. Everybody's torn their ACL. There was another one last night.
That's what I was just going to talk about. I think week one they had like 40 injuries. Week two they had like 40 injuries. ACLs, ankle, basically, everything like that. Basically,
you see all what that happened was don't rush into football season. AKA high school sports, Colorado. Don't be stupid.
No, I think it's just crazy to see like how much quarantine. The biggest thing was like quarantine. People were still working out and stuff like that, but they weren't on their regular regimen to get themselves ready for a full contact sport.
Yeah.
And then 100%. You go into that and
you're full speed game one. Well, I think the biggest issue you saw is like it's not like these professional athletes weren't training all offseason. But
they weren't doing
training and playing are two different things. Yeah. And like you and I know that, and like all of our listeners that, you know, play football or played sports, it's like practice is one thing, going to the weight room and running routes is one thing, and you know, maybe doing some 7-on-7 or some 1-on-1s. And doing agility work, that's one thing. But getting into a game and going full speed, full contact against other dudes, it's a whole different world. Yeah.
But also, their type of training, though, is what I'm talking about. Like, you know, people during quarantine weren't lifting properly for, like, preseason training or something like that. The volume that they were doing, the intensity that they were doing, the muscle groups that they were doing, like small muscle groups. Especially need like stability, hip stability, ankle stability. Like,
well,
I guarantee not much that was that going on. People were lifting, but they weren't doing the right regimen. Yeah. So then they go into this fucking full contact and people are tearing their ACLs. Yeah. I mean, there's been multiple where it's been at contact ACLs and then just bad situation, but there's also been non-contact and that can be prevented.
One that blew my mind the most, this was even before the season started, was Von Miller and his
The whole
Broncos are fucked. The Broncos season's canceled because every damn player is hurt right now. The crazy one to me was Vaughn, right? You know, he was training.
I don't know what's going on with
him. He trained all offseason at Cal Strength in California.
Really?
Like, was lifting.
Did he train with Landau?
No, he didn't sit here and train at Landau. Anyhow, he went to Cal Strength.
What's going on over there?
He went to Cal Strength. And lifted all offseason and actually trained the way a football player should train.
Yeah.
You know, Olympic lifts, getting explosive, whatever it was. I follow them and I follow Cal Strength football. So they were posting him all the time. And he was lifting with, you know, Wes Kitts, you know, who was an Olympic lifter who holds many world records. Dude fucking can clean 500 fucking pounds. It's insane. But you know he was actually training all offseason and beyond on top of his lifting, they were doing agility work, they were doing sprint work, so it wasn't like he wasn't doing stuff. It was just I've never heard of the injury you had before where the tendons flip side of the foot, but I'm sure it's happened many times. It just wasn't on as big of a scale with, you know, Vaughn. But I mean, the Broncos and the 49ers, their whole team's like decimated right now from injuries. I mean,
the 49ers have had it multiple. I thought they had a talk with their strength coach. I thought they fired their strength coach because last year or something like that. I know they had a ton of injuries and they went back to like the strength training. They like weren't doing a lot of stability work and everything like that.
Yeah.
Or isometrics or something that they weren't doing, and they just had a ton of injuries. So something was going on with their training program. But I don't know. You're kind of seeing with teams, you see with players.
Like, you got two ACL tears on the 49ers. The Broncos have multiple. I think they have multiple ACLs. I might be wrong here.
Yeah.
I mean, Drew Locke tore his rotator cuff on the backside, partially tore it.
Yeah.
Suppose that's a self-healing one. He just like, he got hit weird like and just kind of
landed there.
So he was just a freak accident. The dude should have thrown the ball away. But I mean, you got Cortland Sutton tearing his ACL. You got Philip Lindsay with turf toe. You got Vaughn out with his ankle and his heel or whatever.
Achilles, I think.
Yeah. Was, right? I don't know if it was Achilles. It was a tendon that on the bottom of us, but it was like a dislocated tendon or something. But then you look across the league, you got, you know, neck injuries, you got ACLs left and right. I mean, I think 2 weeks ago, in week two, we had, last weekend, I guess, we had two 49ers tear ACL, the Broncos tear the ACL, last night we had a Jaguar tear the ACL, we had Saquon tore ACL, we had, I know, I think a Vikings, Nick Bosa.
Was the one on the Niners.
On the Nick Bosa tore his ACL. You got fucking doctors puncturing
Tyrod. Chris McCaffrey, high ankle
sprain. Yeah, McCaffrey hurt. You got Tyrod Taylor's doctor puncturing
his ankle. Michael Thomas, high ankle sprain. Tyrod getting killed.
Doctor punctured his lung.
They're investigating in that shit.
That's some sketchy shit. That's fucked up. That's like, that's negligence on the doctor's part. Like, oh, let me just like inject your rib and then go all the way through the fucking cartilage and everything that's there and the intercostal muscles and poke your damn lung. That's a deep needle.
It's tough. A lot of people will jump the gun and be like, what the fuck? But also, a lot of people have never been in that situation and how that injection goes and how big the needle is and how it's supposed to work. But they're investigating.
Well, as you should.
I mean, yeah, they
Pat
should.
Pat McAfee tweeted.
It could have been it could have been like end of his career, but now they've come out with more and they're saying like he's fine. It literally could be like week to week and he should be fine.
I saw that Pat McAfee on his podcast, he posted a video or like a clip from his podcast on his Twitter, and he was saying that he talked to people across the league and this actually happens more often than not. Like it's actually 50-50 or that stat probably way off, but there's a chance that every time this injection happens, because just where it's at.
What?
Basically, if you
what are they like, doing? What kind of injection? Fucking cortisol.
Yeah, it might be cortisol. It's a painkiller injection, but it has to be done super close to game time because the time frame which that painkiller acts.
And it might need to be on a deeper layer. Yeah, like sure, you don't know.
It's definitely like not like a. It's probably not a surface layer thing. This is probably like getting injected into the fascia, into the muscle, in there.
So
I guess he talked to people around the league and doctors across. The people he talked to were saying like it's a higher risk injection because of where it's at and you could get your lung puncture. Just by happenstance, Tyrod, you know, maybe he sneezed and it's kind of like went deeper.
What did they do? It's just like.
Like, you know, have you seen he's like, have you seen Pulp Fiction?
He's like, hey, actually his name's Tyrod. Did you know that?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Everyone, Tyrod. He came out a little while ago and he's like, yeah, everyone calls me Tyrod, but I just want you all to know it's Tyrod. It's Tyrod.
Have you seen Pulp Fiction? The movie with
it's been a while. Where the
fucking chick ODs and he fucking takes it and he goes like boom and stabs it through her sternum. Yeah, that's basically what happened.
Yeah. They're like, we love Justin Herbert. Go Ducks.
Yeah, he played well.
Justin Herbert was a beast.
He played really well.
He did good, man.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited to see it then, but...
What do you think of the Broncos signing Bortles?
Buttholes?
I saw a meme today. I saw a meme today that said, Ben Roethlisberger looks like Blake Bortles' dad. And it was the truest thing I've ever seen.
That's hilarious. Well, wasn't Blake Bortles, wasn't he the high...
He was a first round, like, top 10
pick. Was he a first round?
Yeah, he was. Let's see. Let's look it up. We need like like Jamie from fucking Whatchamacallit's podcast.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, clearly, you know, here us Colorado.
According to Wikipedia, he's still on the Rams.
Nice.
He's Denver Broncos 2020 to present active roster. He was drafted round one, pick number 3 in 2014, and has been ass.
Yeah.
So maybe he comes out.
So I think, I thought his first year he did really good, or something like that. I thought he went to the playoffs and did something, and then after that he just got
ugly ass, dude.
It's a bad picture. It's a really bad picture. It's really not that bad looking.
Those Jags uniforms are trash.
I don't know. I think Broncos, it's crazy because
let's see, his NFL stats. So his college career.
That conference. is the West. A tough conference right now. The AFC West.
AFC West. So right now,
you got Raiders undefeated. You got Chargers who can be up and coming, and you got the Chiefs.
His completion percentage for his career is 59%. He has 17,000 yards, and he has 103 touchdowns to 75 interceptions with an 80.6 overall rating. That's better than a lot of the Broncos quarterbacks that we've had. Better than a lot of starting quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, you never know. He could be
a guy that just comes in and just plays for a year, and he could be like a journeyman quarterback, like when Case Keenum was with. He
could be like a Ryan Fitzpatrick, where like one game shit, and the next game you throw five touchdowns and like 400 yards, like he did last night.
Yeah,
that was wild.
That was a wild game.
He was Fitzmagic again.
I was too busy watching the Nuggets lose by like 4 points.
Yeah, I also heard about that game. Like I heard, like 40 fouls were called.
Oh, let's get on that topic here for a second.
And LeBron James.
So yesterday the Lakers say, hey, NBA. I don't know the NBA commissioner's name right now. He's like, hey, NBA, I'm not getting the foul line enough. Call more fouls. Yeah. And guess what happens last night? This dude, you touch him and they call a foul. Talk about the biggest fucking pussy crazy in the fucking league. Jesus Christ. I understand he's probably one of the greatest of all time. But this dude would not have played. He wouldn't, if you watched the Bulls documentary, and like if this dude played in the 80s and 90s, this dude would not have made it in the league. Half these guys in the league right now wouldn't have made it in the league. The only guy maybe would be Jokic or any of these Serbian dudes because they grew up in Serbia and like Russia and Ukraine, and we're all there over from over there. Like LeBron, really? Like you get slapped in the arm? Like come on.
I know. I heard
Nuggets had, the Nuggets got fouled so hard last night multiple times there was nothing called.
Yeah.
And it was some of the biggest bullshit I've ever seen in my life. And the Nuggets, you know, that's fine. It's fine. Let's just have the refs as the sixth man. Yeah. No big deal. Go play for the Lakers, refs.
That's why no one wants to watch.
No, it's ruining it. It's ruining
their
NBA.
Ratings because, are down like
they said
30% or something.
If there was better officiating in the NBA right now, and this is a true statement, not even being a Nuggets fan.
If they let politics out of it.
If
people would actually watch.
Honestly though, like listen to this. The Nuggets could be up 3-1 right now. Had they had better officiating in game 2 and better officiating in game 4 last night. I'm telling you right now, but guess what? They're down 3-1 Nuggets in 7. It's happened twice.
Seven.
It happened twice last year.
Nuggets in 7.
Nuggets in 7. Calling it on episode number 28. You can come back and at me later. At Backus07 on Twitter. Hit me up.
Jamal Murray, MVP.
Jamal Murray's going to show up to the game with LeBron-style sunglasses on again on tomorrow night.
Dude, and I saw some of his highlights.
Dude, he is a freak of an athlete.
Yeah.
Great basketball
player.
He's doing
some good shit.
He's doing some Michael Jordan shit. He's doing some Steph Curry shit. The Nuggets are a team to be reckoned with the next few years. I guarantee it. They're going to win a championship the next 3 years.
We'll see.
If they don't come back.
In game 7. And we'll see. NFL's going to be. You got the Cardinals.
I don't want to risk
Murray's stepping up his game.
I don't want to, you know, wish anything bad upon anybody. But how many season-ending injuries do you predict this Sunday?
I don't know. They got to figure something out.
10 to 15? Like last weekend?
Yeah. I don't know.
Pray to God it doesn't happen, but.
Dude, I think.
Good luck, NFL.
I mean.
And good luck, college football, because you're coming back too.
Yeah.
And I hope we don't
see. Coming back.
I hope we don't see injuries.
We're going to see. It's going to be a crazy fall.
Well, you know the NBA and the NHL are talking about just coming straight into this next season, like right off the bat.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot. They're trying to get back on track. Well, if we didn't have the dumb shit happen anyways, it would have been fun.
Just go straight to the bubble the first time.
Just go fucking, yeah, whatever. But I don't know. They're going to have to figure it out. But, I mean, it's going to be a time for us coaches and PTs and stuff like that to get ready and help these kids. That's what I was telling my athletes. I'm like, hey, luckily you guys have been training. Like right now, because you should be pretty much fine because you've been coming in, you've been staying on top of most of your stuff.
And the thing too is, we've been pushing them hard. We've been pushing these guys hard, and we've been, and at least you know up at Ironworks, like we've been pushing them hard. I know you've been pushing your guys hard. Like it.
Oh yeah, it's made.
We've been training like we've been training, you know, for a while, and I fully believe a lot of our guys are prepped and ready to go.
Yeah,
and girls.
Yeah, and I told them, I said, hey, I mean, here's the athletes. Look, you're going to see the people who are going to put in the work, who've put in the work, and who haven't, right? This is going to be a clear picture. I'm not saying injuries are going to be, like, the deciding factor of that, but I'm like, hey, you've been putting in the work. You go back into there. These people who are out of shape, freaking bump yourself up, you know? This is your time to, like, give yourself a chance to, you know, make that starting roster or whatever, you know, be the first team offense. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people have this opportunity. I mean, this is a big time for athletes to
step up,
make a splash of what they need to do, you know, to step up and everything like that. And if other people get hurt, you got to make a play, make something happen. Yeah, it would be a crazy time. And I just think if we were in high school right now playing, I would not like
it. It would be so crazy.
I'm glad like I'm out of school. 4 days of
maturity. Like, I'm fine just sitting here watching it all happen.
Like, I'm glad I'm done with that. But, so... All right, well, that's our episode today.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We'll see you guys the books. Next week on episode number 29. Go watch the playbook with Doc Rivers. We're going to start out with that.
Let us know what book you want us to read next month. We'll get a little beer review up here. And, we'll get going in this fall. Fall's the best. Fall's the best time.
Let's go. Maybe we can do a podcast from a football game. We can, like, commentate it. That is our podcast.
Nice. Oh, and fucking Tony Zio.
Oh, shit. His kneecap fell off.
Oh, shit. The kid has his leg.
Oh, shit.
He's, like, waving his leg.
I think he shit himself.
Dude, saying that just made me think the fucking... The TV on air that they can't say.
I think he broke his neck.
I think he broke his freaking neck.
I told you I broke his freaking neck.
That's the worst. How do you fucking come up with that? I think he shouldn't say anything. I think he broke his freaking neck. Shout out to whoever made that. Go fuck yourself.
It was probably It was probably Adam Sandler. Like, that's probably kind of funny. Like, Adam Sandler, that's funny. It's so bad, it's funny. You know what? Shout out to what's his name? The black dude, Morgan, Tracy Morgan. Shout out to Tracy Morgan in The Longest Yard for playing a chick and being a cheerleader in that movie.
That was, like, funny.
Great job.
He's like, hey, why don't you guys go cheer up there? You know you like this, Bruce. Like, you're just mad because you didn't get this last night. He's like,
yeah, you gotta talk about that. Bruce, he's like, and then they show him the video.
They show the video of him, like, sneaking in the locker room.
She was showing me wrestling.
She was showing me wrestling. No, I like when they go and see Steve Austin, Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Like, you want to play? It's like, yeah, we're playing against the guard. He's like, yeah, you want to bring you and your pet iguana? He's like, or no, he's like, no, you can. You can tackle him or you can hit him over the head with that. He's like, nah. I don't want to kill him.
I just want to hurt him. He goes, let's get out of here before that thing kills us. Or eats us.
That shit's funny. That's hilarious.
Shit.
All right. Well, join us next week. We'll get the new book going. We'll get our new beer. And we'll enjoy this fall football season. Lots of good movement going on. Big things happening. I hope everyone's having a good quarantine time. I hope all this stuff passes over here as soon as possible, and we can get going back to whatever normal is. But keep hanging in there. Keep doing what you need to do.
Get big. And
let's freaking move forward.
Hit the weight room. Keep moving forward. All right, guys, keep moving forward. Cheers. See ya.